it was before I had this price list from this company. And fish worms at $1 a pound, this company would pay.
Those are just the little worms or the big worms?
No, they were big stuff.
Well, you call it the big worms like that fish
worms? Yeah, fish worms. Why, yes.
Did you ever hear them called any other name?
Well, they had, what name? See, there's a smaller type, and then there's a big, heavy. They're about that long. They come right out of the ground. What are they? Night crawlers.
That's a big worm.
Yeah.
And then the little worm is just a...
Just a regular fish worm.
Just a regular fish.
Yeah. But anyway, I was out there, and honestly, I didn't have no idea that that stuff was worth money. And the next thing, after a while, I happened to get this here name of the company through a hunt magazine or something like that, and here it was, fish worms, $1 a pound. And every spring, I went out there, when the water come up, that the fish worms would come up, see. And that one year, they were that thick. On the trees.
On the trees?
Yeah, to get out of the out of the ground.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
They crawl up the trees, and they were that thick where you could just take them by the hands full if you had a price for them.
Sound like snakes.
No, not that bad. I wouldn't take on that kind of stuff. No, I'd have to have a steel glove for that. But I got a price list, and that's the first thing I had in my boy wheel next spring. And I would bet anybody that water that come up, it didn't go down, and that they just all starved to death, because every year I went out there and there wasn't a fish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go swimming on your pond?
A what?
Did you ever go swimming on this pond?
No.
Around where you caught the frogs and the
worms? No, we had a bathtub.
Swimming in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Right.
No, we as kids, Roy, we went out to the ditch.
they ever have any? I'm sorry. Did they ever have any bad storms around here?
Oh yes, yeah, sometimes I get quite a windstorm. Windstorm. Oh yes. Yeah,
do they have any with thunder and lightning or anything? Or?
No, sometimes. Not too early spring like now.
What do you call a storm with thunder and lightning?
Well, that's just a heavy thunderstorm, that's all. It just wouldn't be nothing else, thunder and lightning. But very seldom that any buildings are hit. Mm-hmm. By the lightning, I understand.
If you have a real heavy rain, real heavy, it just washes everything. It's not, what do you call it kind of rain?
Oh, that's a storm. That's really a, what they call a storm.
And you mentioned a shower is just a brief rain.
Oh, yeah, just everyday rain, that it just, just a nice mild rain, but when it comes down to a storm, or that's more or less on the lightning and wind, that is more severe.
Mr. I think used the term gully washer, didn't he? Did you ever use the term gully washer? That's for a lot of rain.
Washes the banks out, you know, and of course, like out here along the river, why, of course, that's all low ground, you know, and where it's pretty low.